Finance and Audit Committee meeting. It is 5:08 on Tuesday, December 19th, 2017.
Do you call to order? Pledge of Allegiance?
I didn't think we had to do that one. No.
Let's just do it.
Is this the two of us?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Go ahead.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And Director Israel, you're the only one present since Director Bowie is no longer a current director due to the election. There's no public present. So we'll move on to the Finance and Audit Committee, the discussion of the balance sheet and the profit and loss budget comparison. I'm going to read off some notes from our accountant.
Okay.
So if you take a look at the balance sheet, which is at the back of the financials in your packet, page 4 of 6, start there. Line number 8 and line number 10. These two combined, the cash, which are the cash and the LAIF balances, are about $582,200 combined total. The district's total liabilities, which can be found on the following page, line number 59, the district's total liabilities are approximately $1.17 million. So basically at this point in time, the total liabilities exceed the district's checking account and life account, savings account.
Is that bad?
That is, but that's why we had the rate increase, just to help make up and balance out our savings. So then we'll move on to the profit and loss budget comparison. So we'll go to page 1. So line item 2, base rate water bills. This is the flat fixed monthly charge to all residents for water service. Year to date is at 35% and should catch up to the expected budget after the rate increase takes effect in January 2018. So the rate increases per the board, they were to begin every December 1st, but because the district reads meters in the middle of the month, you're not going to see the effect of the water rate increases until the January bill.
Mm.
Does that make sense? So line 3, commodity sales.
What line?
Line number 3.
Oh.
This is the variable income from charges linked to the consumption of water. Year to date is at 64% due to increased water usage during the summer months. So it looks higher right now, but as people conserve water during the winter months, it should balance out. The next one, line item 4. DHPO contract. This is the amount of the flat and variable charge to Desert Hills Premium Outlets, which is segregated until their contract expires.
And then we're going to change that, right?
Yes, then they'll be with it's similar to everybody else.
Okay.
Next is line item 6, fire flow income. Year to date is over budget due to more fees for fire flow services received than were anticipated. So just as a note here, we have actually had quite a few fire flow tests performed this year, which is abnormal for us, because there has been some development occurring in,
right,
in the district. So it is something to keep in mind when
that's counting the
Dollar General
going in,
mm-hmm,
and then the couple of houses over on Ida. Or is it?
I think Riza, yes. And then we also had some on Almond earlier this year.
No, that's right.
And I think there was another one on Mission. One of the streets with an M. I can't remember the name. I want to say it was Mission, but we've had quite a few people had fire flows performed.
Mm.
So it's something to keep in mind when we review the capacity fee study, the rate study for new services. We have had some development occurring. Next, we're going to go to line item 13, basic facility fees. Year to date is at 70% due to a new 5/8 inch service on Main Street and upgrade to a 3/4 inch meter. So on the next, we're going to skip a page and go to the last profit and loss page. Line item 100, grant and loan processing fees. Year to date is at 83% due to water loan grant administration fees for the period covering October 1st, 2017 through September 30th, 2018. And then your last line item, 110, net income. As of November 30th, the fiscal year to date net income is approximately $32,000. So any questions? And those are all the notes I had from our accounting at this time.
Okay, so we'll adjourn this at 5:14 to sign checks.
Thank you.